early. I'm late but early. I'm late but early. What's up, y'all? We're doing the show late in the week, but we're still early right now. Welcome to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make it do what it do. Let everybody know that we're live right now. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Hit that thumbs up button. Make it real, ladies and gentlemen. Hit that thumbs up button. And y'all hold on tight, because we're going to take that real quick commercial break. And we're going to be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Flow Essence is a Black-owned online artisan candle and skincare company that provides memorable stress relief solutions. We create a variety of handcrafted, aromatic, and high-quality soy candles and skincare products, including whipped shea butter, bar soaps, body oils, and body scrubs. Our products are made with love and intention. Go to www.flowessence.com. That's FLOWESSCENTS.com.
Listen up, family. Black empowerment is the new cool, and On Code Clothing is the brand to choose. If you are already on code, stay there. If you're not on code, get there. Go to OnCodeClothing.com and check them out. On Code Clothing is not for everybody. That's a Black-owned, everything-and-exclusive company. You gotta be in tune to appreciate this thing of ours. So get On Code at OnCodeClothing.com. Use the discount code Tariq Radio at the checkout to save for a limited time only. Check out a brand new company called DurXWipes.com. That's a family-owned disinfectant wipe company that offers natural and quality wipes that clean at a professional level. They're shipping out of Minnesota, and they make their products by hand, and they deliver them efficiently. And they're now serving several variations: peppermint oil, lavender oil, lemon oil, eucalyptus wipes, you name it. So order from them at DurXWipes.com. That's DurXWipes.com, and follow them on Instagram at DurXWipes. Yo, guys, are you looking for a constructive gift for a friend, family member, loved one, or anybody? You need to check out justice.pearlsync.com. Now, that's an FBA-owned company, and they sell beautiful, high-quality sets of notebooks that includes an impressive gift box. So you need to check them out right now at justice.pearlsync.com. That's justice.pearlsync.com.
Attention business owners. Would you like to grow your business? Are you having trouble getting everything done with a small staff? Are you frustrated because you have to do everything for your business yourself? Falcon Project Consultants has a proven track record of helping business owners just like you to substantially grow their business by utilizing PMP certified consultants to deliver the results that you need. If you want the peace of mind that comes from consistent and predictable revenue growth, then email us today at info@falconprojectconsultants.com. That's info@falconprojectconsultants.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines. Now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
What's up, guys? We're back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, glad to have y'all tuning in. Don't forget, guys, next week, next weekend, that is the Foundational Black American Conference that we are having in Atlanta next week. It's going to be action-packed. We're going to have some heavyweights up there. That's Saturday, September 19th. At the Georgia World Congress Center. You can get your tickets at FBAC2020.com. FBAC2020.com. It is going to be me, your host, my sister Jade Arendelle. She's going to be the co-host. We're going to have Dr. Charm Timms. We're going to have Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Kaba Kamene. We're going to have Brother James Small. Did I say Boyce Watkins? We're going to have Boyce. We're going to have RZA Islam. We're going to have Brother Jabari. We're going to have Judge Joe Brown. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. Oh, y'all not going to want to miss that. It is going to be phenomenal. We're going to be chopping it up. Just hours and hours. Top-notch game. You're going to be hearing from the heavyweights, man. Get your tickets. FBAC2020.com, ladies and gentlemen. And all my folks in Atlanta, y'all gotta be in the house. I know you're gonna be in the house. Anywho, and by the way, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5 plus the movie 1804. Ladies and gentlemen, so a lot of stuff we're gonna touch on today. I'm not gonna try to be too long. I always say that and I end up being on hella long. But before we get into the main topic, let's cover a few things that's in the news. Did you guys hear about the Belgians are returning Patrice Lumumba's tooth back to his family? In 1961, African freedom fighter Patrice Lumumba, real good brother, they assassinated that brother with the help of the Belgian government and the U.S. The U.S. was all in on it. The Western powers were in on it because this brother was fighting for true liberation and independence for some of the African nations there. They did not want that, and they still do not want that. Back then, they would just openly kill the non-puppets that were talking about getting together with other African nations, talking about freedom. They would just kill them. The CIA and all, they would just get together and just kill them. And they admit it. This is not a conspiracy theory. They've admitted this, okay? This is not no conspiracy theory. So they killed Patrice Lumumba. And remember, when Malcolm was over there trying to connect with folks, we saw what happened when he got back, but I digress. But not only did they kill Lumumba, they chopped his body up and burned his body and dissolved it in acid. And these sick bastards kept some of his body parts. So this is, they do this type of stuff, and this is why I want y'all to understand how white supremacy and the white supremacists, they are not naive to how white supremacy works. They like to play dumb, they like to play naive. They do shit that we can't even imagine, and they stay on code by not telling on each other. They sit up and trade artifacts and body parts of black people for years. They keep this bullshit in their family. And we talked about this in Hidden Colors 5, by the way, guys. Y'all need to really watch Hidden Colors 5. We talk about how it's a cannibalistic nature when it comes to us. They gotta keep body parts, they gotta dismember us and keep arms and limbs and teeth and skulls and shit like that all in the attic and pass it down to the family. It's like an exotic kill for them. These folks are very sick. We got to understand what we're dealing with. But they had Patrice Lumumba's, they had one of his teeth, and the family wanted it back. So the Belgians finally gave it back, what, 60 something years later. They did the same thing with Nat Turner. Remember, not too long ago, the family and the descendants of Nat Turner, they just got his skull back. for damn near 200 years, these white supremacists, they've been trading and keeping Nat Turner's skull as a trophy, as an artifact. They've been passing this shit around the country to different collectors. They do stuff like that, man. Y'all Google that. They just returned Nat Turner's skull to his family because they ate the rest of the damn body. We talked about that in Hidden Colors 5. They cooked his body down and boiled his, made an oil out of his body. These are some sick people we're dealing with. We're dealing with some sick people, man. There's no negotiating with these folks, man. It's all about protecting yourself and not being dominated by these people. That's why I'm hell on them on a daily basis. There's no negotiating, and you should not negotiate your empowerment. Your empowerment, black people, is non-negotiable. You being treated like a human being, that shit is not negotiable. If people have decided to not treat you like a human being, then you should be in a constant state of warfare, and you should have a warfare mentality 24 hours a day like I do. I look at everything they do as warfare. I don't let anybody get me in a comfort zone telling me, man, ain't no white supremacy over there, man. We is our own worst enemy. No, niggas like that, get them away from you. These white supremacists wage 24-hour warfare on you, and you have to have the same type of mentality to protect yourself from these demonic white supremacists. They had an NFL game, I think it was yesterday, and the players and the coaches and all the folks got together and just locked arms for unity. Nobody kneeled during the national anthem. Nobody stood during the flag or kneeled during the flag. It was nothing like that. What happened was, before the game, all the players and the coaches and everybody got together, locked arms just to show unity. Do you know the white supremacists who were there started booing that? These filthy white supremacists started booing the fact that people were just standing together unified. Because, see, they understand, the white supremacists, unity is not good for them. Equality is a bad thing for the white supremacists. They fight for inequality because they know they are inherently inept and they cannot compete. That's the mindset of a white supremacist. They can't compete on an equal level. That's their insecurity that they try to project onto us. They're the ones who need a white supremacist welfare socialist system called white supremacy, because they cannot compete when all things are equal. That's either true or it's false. This is why whenever there's endeavors that are equal, or seemingly equal, we exceed. Like sports, for example. That's why they were born. See, sports is equality. Once you get on the field, now the politics of sports, that's completely unequal. They treat sports like a plantation. Remember Donald Sterling? Listen how he talked about his basketball players. He talks like a slave owner. But once you're on the field, within the confines of the game, all things are equal and we excel. They understand that. So they have to create a system that cripples us in order for them to thrive. That's their insecurity, not yours. Once you understand that, you won't walk around with low self-esteem. This is why you have to know thyself. You have to know yourself, and this is why it's important for us to identify who we are and be able to do things on a monumental scale without the white supremacist approval. We got to be unafraid to do that. We got to stop being afraid to do that. We got to be bold enough to make our own moves and not let people try to shame us. This week also, a lot of the Democrats were criticizing Killer Mike, because Killer Mike met up with the Republican governor of Georgia. You know, they had a little meeting and they had photos taken, and the Democrats were mad at Killer Mike. Now, Killer Mike has been doing a lot of stuff with the Democrats, with Bernie Sanders. As long as he's doing stuff for the Democrats, they're fine, but he met up with the Republican Kemp, I think that's his name out there in Georgia. Now they want to cry foul talking about, well, Killer Mike was used for a photo op. How in the hell, how dare any liberal or Democrat or anybody criticize a black person for being used for a photo op when the Democrats are running around here with fake ass kente cloths? They're running around here with hot sauce and chicken wings. Y'all can't, the Democrats are doing all of this goofball nonsense. Y'all can't criticize somebody for doing a damn photo op, and the Democrats are the kings and queens of fake ass intangible photo ops. All they do is go down to the black church, sing a couple of Negro spirituals, take pictures, and do nothing. They go around here with their Converse on, just like Kamala Harris. She's walking around with her Chuck Taylors now, trying to look a little more urban, and do photo ops with niggas and don't do anything for black people. See, they're just mad when the Republicans are doing the same thing they do. One cannot criticize the other. We're not going to play that game. Both of y'all, if y'all want to get our vote, you're going to have to come up off something tangible. We're not going for the same goofy games that they've been trying to play. They've been trying to do the gender warring thing, and that's not working. They've been doing all types of tactics. That's just not working. It's not working with the sisters. See, them trying to run that game on, it's not working. It's not working at all. The Democrats don't know what to do. They're trying to use shaming tactics. They don't know what to do. But the thing is, with the sisters, that shit ain't working. That's why I'm talking about the failed divest movement. I'm going to go in that in a minute. I'm tying all this in. But see, with sisters, it's too many woke sisters now. A lot of the sisters have woken up. Too many woke sisters. Enough woke sisters. You got some mammies and bedwinches and shit like that. But there are too many woke sisters right now. Sisters are not going for the dumb shit. Sisters were not falling for the Kamala Harris trick because sisters work with a Kamala Harris on a daily basis, and you know how fake they are. Sisters deal with them fake ass Kamala Harrises who work at the job, who does everything to undermine the sisters at the job on a daily basis. So wheeling Kamala out with that whole fake, hey, HBCU sister girl, the black women weren't going for that bullshit. All the sisters were not going for that. No, we see you every day. We see you spying on us, because that's what they do. They use those Kamala Harris types at the job to spy on the Negroes, to tell the white bosses and supervisors what's really going on. So sisters saw that. And then they're using people like Cardi B. The Democrats are running around with Cardi B. And Cardi B does not represent foundational black Americans. And she does not represent foundational black American women. That woman is Caribbean. She represents Caribbean hood rats. And the few hood rats here might look up to her. But no, she does not represent foundational black Americans. So a lot of things are backfiring on the Democrats now. And the main thing is, see, nobody's going for the Democrats' gender con game now because, see, they got a problem. They got a Breonna Taylor problem. You see, a lot of black women out here see themselves in Breonna Taylor, and you see how that sister got killed in cold blood by race soldiers in Democratic-run cities, and nobody's doing anything about it. We saw how Sandra Bland ended up dead under the Democrats, and nobody did anything about that sister's death. They didn't bring any justice to that sister's death. We see a lot of these sisters out here getting killed by these state-sponsored race soldiers, and nobody's bringing justice. So you're not going to run that con game on, we got to get Trump out of office because of the bad seeds that Trump is putting out there. No, the bad seeds are coming under the Democrats. Our sister Corinne Gaines. If too many sisters are getting killed just like us, just like the brothers. Sisters ain't going for it, see? We got a Breonna Taylor problem. that nobody's doing anything about. This is why sisters are not going on board with the Democrat coon train. And we also have a Karen problem out here. You see, in these Democratic-run cities, you have these white supremacist Karens running up on folks, harassing sisters, and nobody has done nothing about that. And by the way, have you noticed you don't really see too many of the Karens doing their thing no more, running up on sisters or running up on brothers for that matter? Because see, right now we know that the white supremacists in law enforcement are working with these white supremacist vigilante groups. So we know we're not going to get any help from these folks. We, as black people, black men and women, we understand that the Karens are working with the police and the Karens and the other white supremacist groups. They're all on code with each other. They all look out for each other. So we're not even depending on the police at this point. We already know if the police come, the police is going to be on their side. So black folks understand we have to neutralize these threats on our own. All of these white supremacist Karens and Kens running up on folks, we understand now we're going to have to neutralize the damn threat on our own. And if you notice, have you seen a lot of these videos out here now in the last few weeks? Some of these Kens and Karens are getting washed out here in the streets now. You understand? Because we got all these protests that's going on. So now a lot of the police are tied up. A lot of people are not showing fear to the militarized police system. If you can step to the militarized police system and show no fear, the Karens and Kens are now light work. See, the white supremacists thought that the threat of us getting killed by the militarized race soldiers, or the threat of us going to jail by the militarized race soldiers, they thought that that was going to get foundational black Americans in line and we were going to be scared into submission and just bow down. And the opposite has happened. We're showing zero fear. We're getting into that fuck it stage. We're getting that Ogun energy, and Ogun, the spirit of Ogun, is over us now. We're getting that energy of fearlessness where we don't give a damn. And they're not expecting that. They're looking confused like, wait a minute. Why aren't these niggas scared of the police? Hey, listen, buddy, if you beat me, buddy, you're going to go to jail, buddy. Well, then I'll just have to go. I've been posting videos of these white supremacists getting washed. They're going up in stores, mouthing off at black folks, and getting their clocks cleaned. They're getting stomped the fuck out here right now. And they're acting confused. And then they go right back into victim mode. I was just buying a lottery ticket, dude, and I got attacked by Black Lives Matter, bro. You know, they go right into victim mode after they mouth off and talk all this shit to black folks, and then they get touched up. But too many sisters out here are woke now. And see, that's a problem. Because see, the white supremacists, they understand how important it is to put the black woman to sleep, because they're going to put the children to sleep. It's important to mammify and bedwinchize the black woman so that they can teach that same mentality to the children. But when there's sisters out here that's woke, that's a problem, because now they're going to teach that next generation. So this is why they try to scramble to not make the sisters woke. They do not want that, because you're going to create a brand new generation of riders. You understand? I posted a video earlier, and this came out today. It was a black woman on an airplane, and I don't know, she got into it with the white people there. This sister started checking the whole plane. She started breaking their ass down. They tried to make her sit down because she had to go to the bathroom. So the white stewardess kind of put her hands on the sister a little bit. And this sister started snapping and started really breaking some shit down on their ass. Let me find this clip real quick, because this is heavy. Hold on. Let me see if y'all can hear this. Hold on. Okay. Let me see if y'all can hear this.
I need to get to
She want me to go to jail. Y'all see how she antagonizing me?
Valerie.
Y'all see how the lady doing me? Ma'am, look, and then she coming.
You
look,
to go to the
all I'm trying to do is use the bathroom. Watch, watch. The lady is getting aggressive with me.
You're not listening.
I'm not a child. I'm grown. I'm trying to use the bathroom. The lady is coming.
I need to get to the bathroom.
Okay, now. She's talking to a white Karen stewardess. The stewardess is like, you know, trying to make her sit down. The sister wanted to go to the bathroom. And then another white woman sitting down like, well, you're not listening. So they all trying to get on code on the sister. So she just started checking all of them.
Now she needs to get to her door. Can I get to my bathroom?
Yeah.
What do I got to listen to?
Nobody's bumping you.
What do I got to listen to? Are you my boss? You are white privilege. You're not my boss.
Okay.
Sit down. Sit down. Okay. You're not my boss.
I need to
and you're
to
not my
door.
Boss.
To just
you're white privilege. Sit
over.
Down.
Oh, yes.
You don't have privilege over me.
Oh, I don't.
Thank you. So you have privilege. No, but all of a sudden you got to go back here. You wait for me to get to my bathroom and have respect for me like you've been having.
Call them now.
Call them.
I need
call
to get
them.
To my door.
Good. And I need to get to my bathroom. So you write and respect people. You have white privilege and it's not here. It's over with. It's 2020.
Yes, it is.
Wake up. You got a mask on.
Yes, I do.
So you're under the government, too.
Too.
You're confined. And you don't have white privilege anymore. I'm a queen. California.
Mm-hmm.
She was from a black queen.
Okay, well, I need
you
to
don't talk because you so
sorry.
Privileged that you got to get
said,
to somebody else and tell them.
It was from a black queen. Queen Khalifa, by the way.
Listening. I don't have to listen to you.
Then go to the bathroom.
You don't run me. You go to the bathroom. You shut up and stay on your lane.
Okay.
You have nothing to do with this little girl. I'm not talking to you.
I don't care.
Listen to your mama.
I don't care.
She should have told. I know you don't care. You so grown.
Ma'am, I need to get to my
okay,
door
thank you.
And I need to get to the bathroom.
Well, so this goes on. Y'all go to my Instagram page and see this, but she was checking their ass for a minute. And he had some coons like, oh, that was unnecessary. Coons might find fault with it. But no, I feel that sister. I feel her. Now, some of the coons out there, they might have an issue with it. That's unnecessary right now. You're making these white people mad. No, that's coon talk. No, I feel her. Notice, I'm in California. That's named after a queen. I'm a queen like me. See, when you know yourself, it's not like the sister's probably been watching Hidden Colors, which is good. When you know who you are, and you know your significance and you know your exceptionality, you're not going to let people just talk to you any kind of way. You shut that down. I feel her on that. See, black people, we got this habit of letting other groups kind of talk to us any kind of way, and we just kind of accepted it for a long time because we've always been taught that we're othered, that we're foreigners on our own land. We got to understand, as Claude Anderson has been trying to teach us, black people, especially foundational black Americans, we are very exceptional people. This is our shit. This is our land. We don't have to sit up and let folks talk to us crazy. And these are a bunch of Johnny come latelys. This is our land, black folks. We have to stake claim to our land. This is our country that we built. Not only did we build it, we were the Aboriginal people on this land. This is why we should not be compared to any other group. See, we got to shut all of that stuff down. We got to shut people down. We've been here way too long, longer than all of these other groups, to let them talk to us and try to treat us any kind of damn way and treat us like an other, or try to compare themselves to us in any shape, way, or form. That was a sister who knew who the hell she was, and she wasn't going to let them punk her out and talk to her like she was some kind of second-class citizen. We have to start checking folks on that. We have to check these Karens who are coming from the immigrant class. Understand. And I check them all the time. I check these Karens. I check these Javiers and all of them. Remember, the Karen class, these are people from an immigrant class. You got to understand that part of the game. The Karens come from failed immigrant classes. These Karens, y'all come from Ireland somewhere, Scotland somewhere, where your funky family failed and had to bring their broke, dusty asses over here to eat off us. And then you hop off the boat and then anchor these little white supremacists over here who generations later starts talking about how they are privileged and how we need to bow down. No, 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 no. No. We got to check them on that. You are from an immigrant class. You're on my land. So you will show respect. So you got to watch these folks when they talk that go back to Africa stuff. That was some shit black folks should have checked a long time ago. That shit where the white supremacists used to run around talking about go back to Africa. We're not from Africa. We haven't been to Africa in at least 500 years. Many of us longer than that. Remember, guys, we have to really understand the severity of the way they erase our history. So many black people were already here as Aboriginal people, and they just reclassified a lot of people as black. There were people walking around here on this land for thousands of years with black ass skin and afros and the whole shebang, and the Spanish and the white supremacists came along and said, okay, Negroes. You're a Negro. That's why they came over and started calling people Indio. Indians. That's black. That's a dark blue-black color. That's why they started making these little terms. We got to understand that. This is our shit. This is our land. We have to understand that. What you see as so-called Native Americans, these are not real Native Americans, what you see now. There were no pale-skinned Native Americans. They looked down on pale-skinned. If you look at the documents, they looked down. Pale-skinned was something that was negative. It was something that was an other. Who is this pale-skinned? That's somebody else. Wasn't no white fucking Native Americans. All these white fucking people calling themselves Native Americans, these are $5 Indians, guys. We talked about that in Hidden Colors too. Phony as hell. And they ran a finesse game on us. These are the people that started paying $5 till the dolls rose to claim themselves as Native American. And then what they started doing, all of the white supremacists started to take over the Indian tribes on a federal level. As far as when the money started coming in, the white fake pretendians started taking over. And the first thing they started doing was kicking out all the members that could be classified as black. The ones who look black, they started kicking them out. And they do that to this day. They still do that to this day. They still fight to keep us out of those tribes so we can't get that money. Maxine Waters just filed something a few years ago, maybe a few months ago. She filed something about the treaty of 1866, telling some of the tribes to honor some of those treaties because they're supposed to give some of those tangibles to the black freedmen who were connected with the tribes. And those wannabe pretendian ass fake Native Americans are to this day fighting those treaties so they don't have to give black folks something. They're fighting to this day. Their whole thing is, well, we got a right to be racist. We kicked all the black people out because we're not under the Constitution of the United States. So the Constitution can't discriminate based on race, but we can. So we want to enforce our right to discriminate based on race. You understand? So these are the fake $5 Indians that have taken over. We got to understand that part of the game. So once we know who we are, we don't let people come at us any type of way. And like I said, a lot of these Karens are getting touched heavy right now. And they're confused. They're really confused by this because they're wondering why we're not afraid of them. See, they done scared a lot of black people around the country and other places. Let's keep it a buck. I saw a video this week over in South Africa. And I love my South African family. I love y'all, but I'm just so confused. Over there, black people like 80% of the population. Over there at a mall, there was a white woman, an old white woman at a mall, a bunch of black folks at the mall. And for some reason, she got into it with some people and pulled a gun out on folks at the mall. It was a white woman by herself. And then the coon security guards just basically got her out the mall and the people didn't do anything to her. But yeah, this white woman just pulled a gun out on folks for whatever reason. Nobody was really doing anything to her, but yeah, she just took it upon herself to pull a gun and they didn't wash her little ass. And this is 80% of the population. Brothers and sisters over there, y'all be letting these white supremacists do a bunch of shit. And y'all just kind of stand around. That is messed up. What is that cheat? What is that cheat? The fuck you talking about? You 80% of the population, nigga. Now, juxtapose that to what happened over here. Over here at a mall in Arizona this week. And remember, over here in the United States, we're 13% of the population on paper. We're 13% of the population. We're a minority group. Over here in numbers, minority as far as numbers. But at a mall in Arizona, a couple of suspected white supremacists were in the mall. They were kind of harassing some black kids with some black girls. And these are young girls. They looked like they were about 13, 14, 15. And this grown white couple were arguing. They were arguing with these sisters. I don't know what the argument was about, but one of the husband or the man, I don't know if they were married, but he looked like one of the damn Proud Boys. He looked like one of the Proud Boys. So they're arguing with these teen girls. I think the white woman spit on one of the girls. The white man looked like he was trying to lay hands on the girls. And, you know, the white supremacist suspect males are very good at that. Sucker punching little black girls. Y'all remember out there, I think it was in North Carolina, I think, a couple of years ago, white man went to, he got a little slap on the wrist. They arrested him begrudgingly, but they gave him a slap on the wrist because he was at a mall. He got into it with some little black girls and he sucker punched a damn 13-year-old black girl. Y'all remember that? I think the girl was like 13 or 14. Maybe she was 12. I know she was hella young and he sucker punched this damn black girl. Punched this little girl in the face. And what's interesting, a lot of the white supremacists online, they were cheering him on, co-signing that sucker shit. So they gave him a little slap on the wrist, but they're very good at soft targets, little black girls, black kids. So at this mall in Arizona, they tried the same thing. They were trying to punk these little black girls, and some brothers rolled up. You understand? And it was young brothers. Some of the brothers rolled up. They weren't going to let them roll up on those girls like that. So those brothers put hands and feet on Ken and Karen. They beat the brakes off of them. They washed their ass at that mall and then dipped out. And then they sat outside. Ken and Karen sat outside waiting on the police. And then they started white-splaining. They went right into victim mode because in the mall, when they were around the kids, they were on some real tough guy shit, yelling and screaming. And when the police came, oh, my God, I was just in there trying to get a Cinnabon and I got attacked by a horde of Negroes. Black Lives Matter really attacked me, dude. You know, they went into that whole woe's me victim mode. So they got some pre-existing conditions popping off. They got a little pre-existing conditions. So that's what it is. But you see, the brothers stepped up and sisters know. At this point, the only people who's going to really look out for you are the brothers. Only people who's going to really look out for the sisters are the brothers. That's why sisters ain't going for the Democrat con game no more. Sisters know the Democrats and the system is not going to help them. Sisters know this. And sisters are not falling for the con game. Now, this ties into the divest movement that failed. Now, online, you got a bunch of mainly foreign bedwinches who come in from different countries, these immigrant class mammies and bedwinches. They call themselves talking about doing a divest movement, meaning they're going to divest from black men, meaning they were going to commit to being the best bedwinches they could be. And by the way, everybody hit the thumbs up button, guys, while I'm talking. Hit the thumbs up button. With 6,000 deep watching live. We need to get that to about 10,000. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the like button. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the like button. And hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed. But a lot of these foreign bedwinches, they come over here and they said, well, we're going to have a divest movement. We're going to divest from black men. These black men ain't stepping up and whoop-de-whoop, and we're going to divest. So what they're basically saying is they're afraid of white supremacy, so they're going to make a commitment to bow down and be submissive to white supremacy. That's really what the whole divest movement is. The problem is they're learning the hard way that the white supremacists are going to be on code with other white supremacists no matter how many bed wenches and mammies they lay up with. I don't know if y'all don't learn the hard way. That doesn't work. Being the best bed wench you could be, that never works. That's why you don't see too many foundational Black Americans, our females, doing that bed wench thing like you do the foreign women. See, foundational Black American women, they already know what the game is. We've been living with these white supremacists for centuries now, so sisters know that that's not the way to go. In fact, during slavery, many of the runaways and most of those runaway notices that you will see today, these were Black women who worked in the house with these white supremacists. They were the main ones running the hell away. Foundational Black American women were the main ones saying, hey, this bed wench thing is not the business. They were willing to risk their lives to get the hell away from them sick-ass demonic white supremacists. But see, what happens is in foreign countries, all they see are other Black people, and they don't understand that a lot of the failures in their country is an indirect attack by the white supremacists, but it has a Black face on it. So when they see failure, they see a Black face on the failure, not understanding that it was a white hand that orchestrated it. But when they see a white face, the white face come in there with goodies, they come in there with treats, they come in there with food, they come in there with gifts, they come in there with tangibles. So they see white faces as God. White face means I'm going to get some goodies. I get to eat because of this white face. So white face equals God, Jesus. So these women start worshiping the white supremacists because the men do. That's why over there in these African countries, a white woman can walk up in a mall full of Negroes, pull out a gun, and don't nobody do nothing to her ass. Whereas you pull that shit over here, your ass granny's gonna get washed. Because we know that these fuckers are not God. We know that there's nothing divine about them whatsoever. We know how demonic and evil they are, and we treat them as such. We understand us being captives under the system of white supremacy. We understand captivity. We understand racial domination. So this is why we fight against it. We're the only group who consistently fights against that shit. This is why we're a problem, foundational Black Americans. They understand we are a problem. And some of these tether Negroes who come over from other places, they see how much of a problem we are, and the white supremacists, how much they have a problem with us, because they know we ain't going for the okie doke. We're not going to sit by and allow the abuse, but these other folks are just so happy to be around white mommy and white daddy because they've been praising them all their lives and longing and pining for them all their lives. They don't mind a little abuse, long as they don't have to go back to that village with all the flies and the filth, as long as they don't have to go back there. So they don't mind being a bed wench until it's too late. And this is why I'm saying that divest movement has failed, because these women are laying up with these white zaddies, and these white zaddies are showing their true colors. These white zaddies are abusing these women out here. These white daddies are killing these women out here. These white zaddies are finessing the hell out of these women out here. There's a woman on Twitter, and I reposted this the other day. There's a Black woman on here, and she has 3 foreign flags on her page. She has a Jamaican flag. Hold on, who the hell is it? Hold on, guys. She has a Jamaican flag. She has a Trinidadian flag. And I think it's a Ghanaian flag. It looks like a Ghanaian flag, or I think. I don't know. I don't know what this other flag is. It's a foreign. She got 3 foreign flags. So it's 3. She's a triple bed wench, okay? So she made a post on Twitter. She said, I thought I was in love with this old white man. He was clearly racist, and I was blind to it. Let me stop there. First of all, she wasn't blind to his racism. She was fully on board with his racism because his racism was really directed at foundational Black Americans, and she was cool with that. See, let me translate what that means. She got with this white man, and this white man pumped her head up talking about how she's different from the foundational Black American Negroes and how we ain't shit and we this, we that. And so she was sitting up there agreeing with him. She sat her ass up agreeing with his ass, not knowing but that he thought the same thing about her too, because to the white supremacists, we're one big nigga. So she thought, okay, yeah, he's racist against them, but not me because I'm different. No, we one big nigga to them. So she wasn't blind at all. Let's stop that. Yeah, you notice you always hear that from these bedwinches. Well, he was saying some racist stuff. I guess I was just blind to it. No, you weren't blind to it. You were fully on board because you don't like other Black folks, especially foundational Black Americans. You were perfectly fine with his anti-foundational Black American rhetoric, but you just didn't understand that that shit applied to you too. You understand? They're not naive to this. Okay. So it goes on to say, he was clearly racist and I was blind to it. He impregnated me, stole $3,000 and dipped. I found out I'm like the 10th in line for child support. He's a business owner who only hires Black men and only dates Black women. White men be, and let me finish this. She puts out a second tweet. These white men be trying to fulfill their weird ass fantasies when all we do is try to love. My ass will never mess with a white man again. How could I miss out on all of this chocolate out here? Girl, go to hell. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, they try to pull that thing when white zaddy done ran up in you and guttered you out and slutted you out and turned you into a gutter rat and threw you to the curb. Now y'all come back. No, you want to come over here with us? Hey, brothers. Nah. Nah. No, 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 no. Don't come over here all broken. Bedwinch broken and toe up. No, 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 no. They always do that. Hey, where them fine, sexy Black men's at? No, no. Now that Zaddy done tow your ass up and you done got some little old mulatto kids that he ain't taking care of. No, 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 no. We ain't about to be Negro stepdaddy to you and Drake. No, no, no. We good. Nah, we all right. You and baby Drake can go on somewhere. No. We cool. Yeah, the chocolate is doing good over here. Go on over there with the vanilla and make you some caramel or whatever the fuck you do. Yeah, that's the Omarosa thing. Omarosa's up there bedwinching and mammying it up, got kicked out. And be very clear, they kicked Omarosa's ass out that White House. That woman left the White House kicking and screaming. They had to change the goddamn locks and the security codes on her ass. So she came out here acting like, yeah, I was just the spook who sat by the door, y'all. I was just out here trying to, this is a game. I was hustling them, y'all. Stop. Stop it. Oh, no. They literally kicked that woman out the damn White House. She did not want to go at all. So don't let them run that game. No, they want to come back among us. Hey, big head. No, no, no. Bye, bedwinch. Go find you somebody else. We good. No, no, no. We're not going to be placeholders for you until you find you another damn zaddy. No, go on about yourself. Go on, go on, go on. No, go handle your business. But y'all better understand, these zaddies out here ain't playing with y'all asses. Y'all sit up here talking about you going to divest. You jump out of the water and right into the damn frying pan. The worst thing a brother going to do is cheat on your ass. That's the worst thing a nigga going to do. He might cheat, tell a couple of lies, and, you know, he might go in your purse and get $20 or some shit like that. That's the worst a nigga going to do. He ain't going to be doing all of these $5,000 and $10,000 licks and all. No, brothers ain't doing all that. But Zaddy, notice when these women be getting these Zaddies, how they be hitting them up, tearing up their little old money. Look at some of these high profile women when they get with these Zaddies. Halle Berry. Don't Halle Berry have to pay child support to some of these white men? And alimony? Halle Berry got hit up. She got to pay off Zaddy. What's that white, that sister Aisha Tyler, remember her? Her Zaddy, she got to pay money to him. She got to pay money to her Zaddy. I think Naomi Campbell, one of her Zaddies, is trying to get some money out of her ass. They're trying to get some money out of Naomi Campbell. So these Zaddies be hitting your damn pockets. Yeah? Y'all fuck around and think y'all gonna divest. Stacey Dash, her Zaddy done got her locked up. You doing all that mammying and bedwinching. Garcelle Boveas, how you pronounce her name? Didn't her Zaddy hit her up for some damn money? Y'all notice all of these high profile sisters are getting with these white men, and these white men are getting all types of money out their ass. And the state is signing with them, or siding with them. They hitting them up for money. Yeah, somebody said Serena's next. Real shit. Yeah, somebody, yeah. Halle Berry paid child support to two white men. How the hell that happened? You paying two white men child support. How's that divest thing working out? If you look at the picture on the thing, if you're looking at the picture on YouTube or watching live, you see there's a picture of a lawmaker, a white man who's a lawmaker. He was out there, and I think in Virginia. This is a real picture, by the way, guys. This is this white man. He was in a scandal because he was messing with his, I think she was his secretary, his little black secretary. She was a teenager at the time. Like, I think she was 17, I think. It was a big scandal, but he's with her ass. They done got kids. So she done divest, got with old white Zaddy. And in this picture, they're dressed up in like slave master, old school antebellum slavery attire. So this sister got with this old white man and had a baby. This picture's real. This is a real picture that they took. This is a real couple in this picture. This is an old picture. It's a picture from some years ago, but they're dressed up in slavery, slave time attire. So this is what we talk about when you want to divest. What are you divesting into? You're divesting into slave play. See, again, when you deal with brothers, again, brother might cheat, a brother might have a little side chick or whatever. But then when you get to Zaddy, all of a sudden he wants you to dress up in slave clothes. Y'all got to do some kind of crazy role playing. You become all types of nigga bitches. And if you make any money, that money's going to go to him. Your ass might end up missing. You got a whole lot of shit going on with Zaddy. And then when you realize that, all of a sudden you want to pick your little weave out in an afro and put on your Black Lives Matter shirt and come on over here with us. I don't know. You know, the best form of security is prevention. Don't become a damn bedwinch in the first place. Learn from some of these foundational Black American sisters. They let you know, hey, these white dudes be on some other shit. Because see, foundational Black Americans, they look at the white male over here a little bit different than a foreign bedwinch does. Because sisters over here, white men are always trying to holler at sisters. They've been trying to holler at sisters for the longest. Sisters know that. Is you a decent looking sister over here, foundational Black Americans know white dudes are always trying to spit. Always. So that ain't nothing new. That ain't no prize. They always trying to do their little old creepy ass come on. Sisters go to the grocery store and a white man trying to holler at them, hey there. You know, you look a little bit like Gabrielle Union. You know, they always throwing their corny bullshit at them. Sisters deal with that shit on a daily basis. Sisters ain't tripping. Foundational Black American women ain't tripping on that. But Umchuke, a white man say hi to her. He go over there to visit. Hey, Umchuke. Hello, white daddy. I want a green card. You know, you start doing your tribal dance to get that visa to get over here. Yeah? Oh, yeah. White men over here be trying to pay for sisters' groceries. Sisters let them now. If this is a fine sister, you know, The sisters will let the old white man pay for the groceries. Sister come home with a bunch of free shit. Where you get all that free shit? Some white man at Ralph's got me some barbecue chicken wings. All right, shit. Go back and get some barbecue sauce from this motherfucker. Why are you bullshitting? Hell, you could have got some hot dog buns while you were at that motherfucker. Shit, if he's doing all that, we could have saved $30. But you got to watch that. And speaking of that, a lot of things too. See, a lot of folks try to finesse. These white zaddies be trying to finesse. And also sisters got to be careful too. Foundation of Black American Women got to be careful too, because you got a lot of foreign brothers who will finesse your ass too. That's another thing too. See, with sisters, they understand the white boy. They ain't gonna let a foundational Black American woman who's real true to the game, she ain't gonna let a white boy finesse her like that. But what happens is foundational Black American women will get finessed by a foreign nigga. That's the thing, because see, we be on that whole Pan-African thing, we all brothers, universal brothers thing. So sisters, y'all be getting finessed by them damn niggas from the Caribbean and Africa. That's who y'all be getting finessed by. Tory Lanez and them niggas. They be getting y'all big time, sisters. Y'all sisters know y'all done dated some nigga from Africa somewhere. He done fucked your credit up. You know. You done signed for some shit. You done signed for a damn a Volkswagen in Kenya somewhere. Which, like, wait a minute. You looking at your credit report. Like, when the fuck did I get a Volkswagen in Nairobi? That nigga done signed all types of shit in your name overseas. Yeah? Look at what's going on with Tamar Braxton and her dude. Her dude is trying to break bad on her. That little, that Nigerian cat that Tamar Braxton was rocking with. I think he filed some kind of, didn't he file some kind of restraining order or something on her? So that dude, a lot of folks were looking at him funny style, because, you know, Tamar Braxton is not mentally stable right now, and she you know, she's going through a lot of stuff. So a lot of cats see that and kind of prey on it. So that dude, I don't know, looked like dude might be trying to file some little paperwork to try to get him a little bag out of the game. You dig? Look like dude might be trying to get him a little bag out of it. Yeah, I know Tamar is crazy as cat shit, but look like he's trying to get him a little old bag. Y'all gotta watch that. Sisters over here, watch some of these foreign dudes that y'all be getting up on. Y'all saw, and I talked about Terry McMillan and her moist husband, Jonathan Plummer, that she got from Jamaica. Remember, not only was Jonathan Plummer moist, and we all knew, everybody saw the nigga and saw he was moist, but people forget, he was trying to get her money. That's when she got all pissed off. His ass was trying to get money out of her ass. Remember that? Remember with that whole Terry McMillan, Stella got her groove back with Jonathan Plummer? His ass was trying to get a bag. And she was on Oprah going off, like, why you trying to get my money, nigga, shit? And he's like, bitch, bussy upkeep is, that costs a lot of money. Bussy upkeep ain't cheap. I'm trying to find some dudes. Should I need some paper? So Jonathan Plummer was trying to get the bag. Y'all fuck around with these dudes trying to get your groove back, and then you want to get your credit score back. So you got to be careful out here, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, guys, let me get up out of here, man. I got a lot of things to do today. It's been a great episode. Real good talk with the family. Don't forget, go get your tickets for the Foundation of Black American Conference, FBAC2020.com. Get your tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to go to Ogun Juice. Get your Ogun Juice mask. Get your Ogun Juice shirts. Get your Ogun Juice socks. And get your Ogun Juice pepper spray, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to holler at you guys on Sunday. Y'all have a good weekend.